Episode 55. Public speaking and crisis intervention, the two fit like two peas in a pod, in that they both mesh in the skills and tools that one needs in order to be effective. You might be thinking, no way, that's terrifying. Well, think again, because in this episode, we're going to tackle one simple skill that will help you master both. Chaos happens. Here we choose to lead chaos rather than be led by chaos. We're sharing tips, resources, networks, and interviews that help you validate your ability to lead chaos and remain steady on. Are you ready to lead chaos? Let's do it. This is the Leading Chaos Podcast, and I am your host, Rhea Windcaller. Welcome to the show. Hello and welcome to the show. I'm so glad you could join me, Rhea Windcaller, as we delve into mastering public speaking and all the different complexities of that. We're going to just make really, really simple. Before we do that, I'd like to just take a little pause here, and I want to give a big thank you to Sally McSee, because, you know, as a podcaster, you spend a lot of time preparing the show and working in your kind of little own podcast bubble and wondering if anybody ever listens to you. And I know I kind of ask a lot of people, please leave an iTunes review and rating. And my friends say, sure. I mean, my best friends say, sure. And they don't. I'm not sure why. You know, people are busy. I get that. But this woman, who I don't know who she is, she took the time. And so Sally McSee went to iTunes and she left a review and rating. She left 5 stars and she wrote, "We have choices in all situations. So helpful to be reminded that I don't have to react. I can learn to create opportunities for others, which makes life better for me. Thanks so much, Rhea." And she titled her review, "Refreshing Reminders." Aw, Sally, thank you. Thank you so much. It really made my day. I can't say how much that made my day just seeing that. I felt like, my goodness, somebody is listening. And her name is Sally. Super, super cool. So if you wouldn't mind taking the time too, please go to iTunes and leave a review and rating like Sally did and let me know how it's going and share it. I do live by the motto, if you find something good, pass it on. And it makes a big difference, right? Especially when there's so many podcasts about business and really cool topics. There's not too much about conflict, basic conflict. And not that the world needs more conflict. We certainly don't. But we do definitely need more interaction, more discussion about how to effectively manage conflict. And in this case, what I like to call lead chaos towards order, sanity, and safety for all. And that's what we're doing. So if you, you know, are so willing, please do leave a review in iTunes for me. And this podcast, I would thank you, and I'd read it too, especially if it's a 5-star. I guess if it's like a 1-star or like a grumpy thing, I probably would read that too. I hope I don't get any of those, but I guess they happen. Okay, well, I digress. And actually, I want to say one more thing. The upgrade right now, you know, this is going on air for September 23rd, and it is also at the same time that there's all these upgrades happening on iPhones and laptops, and everybody's podcast app for iTunes is just going haywire. So, and actually that's a cool app, Haywire, where you could text message. I'll be using that when I go overseas in a couple days. But again, let me, Rhea, I must stay on task. Now I'm talking to myself and that sounds kind of funny. Anyways, the thing is that if you're having difficulty on the podcast with iTunes, just go to the leadingchaospodcast.com website and you could download the episode right there and listen to it at your leisure. And you could also subscribe to this podcast there and you'll always get like a weekly reminder about what the episode is directly from me. Or you could go to our host, which is hosting the podcast, and that host is called SoundCloud. which is an app too. And SoundCloud has really great music from different industries, both podcasters and musicians, artists in that way. And the other app I would recommend is Stitcher. Stitcher Radio, they really are good at putting out all kinds of artists like myself and podcasts. And then the app I've been kind of pulling on recently is called Overcast. And that's specific to podcasts for me. And that's where I subscribe to a lot of podcasts too. So we have options. When one system goes down, another system is up and running. And that is Leading Chaos. And there's the Brontosaurus. Oh, thank you so much. The Brontosaurus is going to be my little theme animal. And, you know, I was kind of pulling back on some of the sound effects of the show. I was really getting into it and enjoying it. And then I was told by somebody, don't do that. You shouldn't do that. And, man, that could just blow you out of the water. You know, just one like kind of little negative comment. And it could blow me out of the water. That's why I so thrive on positive comments like all of us, right? So I stopped doing it. But I'm bringing the Brontosaurus back, darn it all, because my buddies, you know, I was playing the podcast for some friends who aren't, you know, they're carpenters and stuff. And they're not really crisis intervener specialists, although they do have conflict like you and I. And they immediately started giggling and getting pulled into the podcast because of the sound effects. So if you like sound effects, like I like sound effects, then please let me know, because I thought it was kind of effective. And, you know, some, I guess that just shows you editors, you've got to like take a little bit of their information with a grain of salt and don't take it too seriously. And in the end, you have to decide for yourself. So I'm going with the Brontosaurus and hope you agree. All right, let's get back to the task at hand and public speaking. So I was talking about public speaking and crisis intervention being really, really similar in what they share in, at so many levels. And I want to talk about some of their similarities. One is that they're both public events and they put you, the speaker, on center stage. Two, they both, as a skill, require you to have very clear thoughts, right? Makes sense. If you're public speaking, you better know your topic. And if you're doing a crisis intervention, you definitely want to know where you're bringing that. Three, the audience, whether it is a large audience or an angry person, they're not only listening to you, but they're also watching you very, very, very closely. Which brings us to four, your articulation of your subject matter is a definite requirement. You need to be articulate. And I have to admit, I have my good articulation days and I have my bad or not so good articulation days. I always thought I had the speech impediment and I kind of stumble over my words from time to time. But when I'm on, I'm really on, and there's no better feeling in the world. And I think actually podcasting has helped me a bit with that. Another piece here, number five, is you are responsible, whether you are public speaking or involved in a crisis intervention, you are responsible for setting the timing of the event. And that is leading chaos, putting whatever is happening on your timing versus allowing the chaos of the moment or allowing the audience or the frenetic energy to take over. You set the timing. And I've talked about that in other podcast episodes. Number six, your confidence helps the audience be confident in you. Because if they're not confident, if they have to take care of the speaker, man, you know you've lost it. Number seven, and this is the most important one, your success as a public speaker or as a crisis intervener is dependent upon your ability to control your breath. And that is our topic today. So we are on the chapter, Don't Forget to Breathe, out of my book, Leading Chaos, An Essential Guide to Conflict Management, which, by the way, is available on Google in paper book form, and it's also available in ebook form. Not on Google, on Smashwords, but don't worry about that. Just go to Leading Chaos Podcast and you'll find the links for that and on the show notes. As you're reading, if you've been part of this podcast for a while, you know that I'm reading out of the book, and I am on the chapter Don't Forget to Breathe. And last week, we were looking at that little idea of our breath and on the subject matter of heave-ho. That was last week's topic, heave-hoing through life and kind of pushing through versus slowing down and taking a breath. This week is on public speaking and mastery, but it's all part of this one chapter about don't forget to breathe. Because if one is not in command of one's own breathing, then who is? Definitely probably the person you're trying to help during the intervention, or if you're doing a public speaking engagement, the audience is in charge. And if the audience is left to their way, they might not be taking care of you, and it could really become quite uncomfortable. So if you're with me, we are on actually page 112, and there's a little story about lifeguarding and breathing dependence. I'm going to hold off on that subject. What I really want to talk to you about is a technique, because that was part of the homework from last week's episode from Heave Ho, is to practice breathing and to listen to a podcast episode number two, actually, which was the number one technique that we all do daily that really helps you manage conflict. So I listened to that because the homework was also for me. I listened to that first one, which is all about the exhale. And I also practiced breathing and gave it a lot of thought this week. And I realized after doing the episode on heave hoeing, how much I really like that sound. Heave ho. I like getting a little low in my voice here, as if I'm like rowing a boat down the Charles River in Cambridge. I have a young friend, Eva Rose, and she is a coxman. She's a person with like little horn that sits in the rowboat and shouts out to people, you know, row, row. I'm not sure what she shouts out, but, you know, I doubt if she says heave ho, but it's a great sound to make if you are rowing or just moving through something. It's not a great state to be in, like heave hoeing and pushing through stuff, which is what we were talking about last week. But I did spend a lot of time thinking about the topic, just like that homework that I gave you and I. And that brought me to this week to discuss, well, how can we kind of delve into this chapter a little bit more deeper and really take some of these learnings about not forgetting to breathe? And it brought me to page 113, where I was talking about an exercise that I teach in the response crisis intervention model when we're doing a seminar. And we start it right off during the training. And what we ask people do is to do three simple things. State your name, your job title, and how long you've been doing that. And to do it in this order. So everybody's sitting down at the table, and you ask each person to stand and state your name, your job title, and how long you've been doing it. Well, wouldn't you know, people did a really good job of stating their name and their title and sometimes how long. But they did it while they were standing up. They were gulping into it. Hi, my name is Rhea. You know, kind of standing up and talking like that. And very few people actually stood, stopped themselves, and then began speaking. So what we noticed was that the audience would get kind of uncomfortable because you could see the people standing and doing that public speaking were uncomfortable too. So let me show you two examples of that. And I'm going to do it right now and show you the difference. And I'm going to put my microphone a little bit higher than my head right now. So as I stand up, it'll be up high once I stand up. But the first time I'm going to do it where I'm just talking while I'm standing, and then I'll pause and take two. And I'm going to do that technique of stating my name, my job, and how long I've been doing it. Here we go. I'm raising my microphone. It's kind of above my head right now. Pushing my desk back, my desk chair, and here I go. Hi, my name is Rhea Windcaller, and I am the CEO of Response Training Programs. Okay, here's my second time. I'm going this time stand and speak. Sitting down, and I stand. Hi, my name is Rhea Windcaller, and I am Response Training Programs CEO, and I've been doing this work for the past 30 years. Thank you. Oh my goodness, I just realized something. It happened to me, and it's happened to every participant I've ever done this with. The first time I stood up, I forgot to say how long I've been doing it, which is so classic. It always happens in class. And truthfully, I've never really done it this way, but I've just experienced what everybody in my seminar has done, and I get it even more deeply. So this is a very powerful exercise to do for yourself. And you could do it alone, but you could do it with a group of people. It's not forgetting to breathe. Because the first time that I went there, what I did was I was just doing that gulping. Hello, my name is Rhea. And I'm so focused on just getting the information out that I didn't get all the information out. And that serves no one, especially not me or the audience. The second time, I did a very simple step. I stood up, I paused, and I focused on an exhale. And I felt a little bit more comfortable. I could really, really articulate and get that message across. And that is what helps you master the skill of public speaking, is feeling confident. And it begins with our breath. So simple, such a simple skill, not only for public speaking, but also for crisis intervention. Taking that time to slow yourself down, to pause, and exhale. And then on your inhalation, that's when you could begin speaking. Oh, man. That's so funny that happened to me, because I didn't actually plan it. I just wanted you to hear the, hi, my name is Rhea. But I actually forgot to say everything. Too funny. So what do we take away here? Well, the takeaway is public speaking, the first bottom line step you need to do if you really want to master it is to master your breathing and know that you can intentionally master a system that's both involuntary and voluntary. And in this case, you make it very, very mindful in your actions on how you're going to breathe. And you stop yourself before speaking. Make sure that you have enough oxygen to follow your train of thought through. If not, otherwise, you're just going to be all over the map. And that's not good, is it? No. So take your time. Whatever you're doing this week, as you're practicing public speaking, it could be as simple as just speaking at the dining room table, or speaking at an office meeting, or if somebody's really upset and angry, know that you don't have to get all the information out at once. In fact, it's going to serve you and the receiver, the person listening, if you speak clearly and slow down. So I love this topic a lot. And this particular exercise where you stand up and you stay, it could be any three things. Just, I think three things are good, because more or less people are always going to forget that third thing because they're so nervous. Practice that yourself. And you could do that with your work group if you've been following along and using this series as part of your worksite crisis intervention training, then do it. Try that standing and speaking and see over the course of time if you get a better command of your pace and setting that timing on your side. That's really what we're looking for here. I know it happens during our response seminars. People do slow down and they become more articulate. And then in return, their public speaking confidence goes just skyrockets. And that's really what we're looking for. And because public speaking is like a pee in the pod with crisis intervention, if you feel confident there, your skills as a crisis intervener doing conflict management are also going to really rise up and feel good. And that's the goal of this podcast episode. So there you have it. Now, moving forward, I want to talk about next week. There will not be an episode of Leading Chaos Podcast. I know. But I am leaving. I'm going to be in the Netherlands and visiting Emerges, which is a mental health organization. We're going to be doing a recertification course. And there are four women who have just attained the level of, which is called Advanced Response Crisis Intervention Instructor, and we have a short name for that called ARC2, and they'll be presented with certificates and some major kudos, and I'll be giving a short talk about becoming native in a foreign land, at least not myself, but the actual response model, because I brought it from the U.S. to the Netherlands, and you know, it was really the right fit with this organization. And, you know, what were the keys to that? So instead of doing the podcast, you could follow along this time if you want on Facebook. I know Leading Chaos Podcast has a Facebook page, and I'll be posting some things there and also be posting a lot on the Response Training Programs page, which is quite active. So you could check out that page and check out Holland with me. It's known as Holland, but it's really the country of the Netherlands, as we tool down the highway and practice our Dutch and practice our breathing. So it should be a lot of fun. I hope you can. In the meanwhile, when we return, and that'll be the week of October 5th, we'll be talking about breathing as an indicator. So that's going to be a pretty, pretty cool show because it's a number one indicator that a lot of people miss, and yet it tells you so, so much. So the breath, oh man, I just love it. I just love breathing. In fact, so much so that I'm going to take a little breath and I invite you to join me. I'm going to breathe in. Hold it, hold it, hold it, and breathe out. Yeah. This is Rhea Windcaller signing off for now. Be kind. Be safe, and don't forget to breathe. Ciao for now.